Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Gallen, and coming up is the Copper Country Strawberry Festival, and tell you what, this area really needs a little bit of fun and some good food, and joining me right now to talk about it from the Chassel Lions Club, Barbara Worrell and Judy Everett. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, let's kind of just start since, you know, we've all been experiencing the fantastic flood recovery and relief efforts. How are the strawberries?
Well, we've been in touch with Henry Otenen, who has been a strawberry grower in Chassel all his life, and he says it's perfect timing. There wasn't as much rain at his farm, and the berries are fine. The mounds have kept the berries up, and they're ripening, and it should be just perfect for the festival, and there will be a lot of berries.
Oh, wow. Okay. Bumper crop this year.
Yes.
And he says the berries are beautiful, they're big, and there will be a lot of them, and it's perfect in time for the festival.
Good. Oh, I was actually really worried. It's one of the things is, you know, these last few days here as we're doing all the kind of cleanup efforts, and knowing that the Strawberry Festival was coming up, I said, wow, boy, we've seen a lot of erosion, a lot of landscape damage, and I was really hoping that it wasn't going to affect the festival.
Henry said that on top of Snake River Hill, Klingville Road, where the berry farm is, they had 3 inches of rain compared to what we had in the town of Chassel, 5.5 inches, and here in Houghton, 8 inches.
Yeah.
And he said the way that the berries are planted, they're mounded, and so they're trenched. So he said that next morning there was a little water in the trenches, and that was all.
Good. All right, now we got that established. So we can look forward to some great strawberry shortcake. I do look forward to it every single year, and it's a wonderful festival. It's a, you know, Disney World has a you know, saying that, you know, remember that it all began with a mouse, and the Strawberry Festival, it's all about the berry. You know, just, you know, those little small strawberries that you have, but so great. What, you know, we ask this always, and we're always trying to figure out the secret. What makes those Chassel strawberries different than what you get, you know, at the local grocery stores?
Number one is the loam soil, and number two is the cool evenings. So the berries aren't in that hot, hot sun all day and all night. So the weather cools down in the evenings, and then the next morning, that beautiful, bright sunshine and the almost perfect amount of rain, that's what does it.
Is the harvest time for our strawberries the same as generally through other places that produce strawberries, considering our weather and our climate?
Ours are always later.
Later?
Mm-hmm. Ours are later. Downstate, yeah. They have berries now, but ours is just a little bit later.
Okay. Always wondered about that, too. All right, well, let's talk about the festival itself and what you have lined up.
Well, this is our 70th annual Strawberry Festival. It is the longest-running festival in Michigan, continuous festival in Michigan. It started 70 years ago, and we have a full schedule. This will be on Friday, July 6th, and Saturday, July 7th, and each day's schedule is full of various events.
We start off 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday, serving freshly made strawberry shortcake. And it isn't strawberry shortcake that's been made the night before. It's made freshly right away, starting on Friday morning. And we serve strawberry shortcake until after the queen crowning on Friday night. And then following that is, as we're making strawberry shortcake, the booth crafters are setting up all their booths. And last year we had a record number of crafters, and it looks like it's going to be the same thing again this year. So all we need now is perfect weather. Because last year our weather was so perfect on not only berry cleaning night on Thursday, strawberry festival on Friday and Saturday, that on Saturday afternoon we normally make strawberry shortcake up until 4 o'clock. Well, we were cleaning at 3 o'clock because every last berry, every last piece of strawberry shortcake was sold.
Wow.
So it was a record year. As a result, it was a record year for us income-wise. So then we had a lot more money to distribute back into the community.
And we'll be talking a little bit more about where that money goes coming up later in the program. Right now, I want to continue with the lineup that you have for the festival.
Well, on Friday and on Saturday, the quilt show will be at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church. The Chassel Heritage Center will have their open house. And at 4 o'clock on Friday, we have the fish boil dinner, and that is a wonderful dinner of lake trout, carrots, onions, roll, and beverage. And get there right on time because that one can sell out. So we are really always excited to welcome people to that. Then we have the judging of the strawberries.
We have area farmers that bring flats of their berries to be judged. And last year we had Dan Crane, Henry Uttenen, and Dennis Solden. They all presented their flats of berries, and they were judged. And then when we are tallying up the judges' scores for the queen candidate, we have a beautiful strawberry auction. And the very first thing we auction off are our flats of berries.
I was there for, I've been to several auctions. I was at the last one. Just the amount of money that you raise for those auctions. I mean, the strawberries are great. When you see, you know, I'll see a strawberry pie go for, you know, $50 or something.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just so neat. And everybody's, they're more than happy to do it because they know it's going to a great cause. You get some competitive auctioning going on, competitive bidding. It's kind of a fun event.
When I was the Lions Club president, I was also in charge of the Queen pageant, and knowing that I couldn't do both, I asked Marta Lohman, a past queen, if she would come back and do the Queen pageant for us. And so she said to me, she called me one day and she said, "Do you have any strawberries, Judy?" Because she said, "I'd like to dip some strawberries in chocolate and donate them to the auction." And I just so happened that I had just purchased some berries from Henry Uttenen, so I said, "Absolutely." So she did, and those strawberries that were dipped in chocolate went for so much money. So she started this, and now I buy a flat of berries from Dan Crane, and he picks me the most beautiful berries. Friday afternoon, I go home, and I dip them in chocolate, and I do trays tiered with strawberries. And then I have the plastic wrap with a big red bow. Last year, the first tray of strawberries went for $200. And it happened to be a class reunion for one of our graduating classes in Chassel. And a young man that I used to babysit for, he bought the second tray for $400. So that's just an example of our strawberry auction.
All right. And so what else going on that night?
Well, at 6, we have the children's parade in the open pavilion. And we have just very, very creative costumes. There are monetary prizes, and that is a fun time for our children. Then we have the whole queen candidate ceremony and the introduction of the queen candidates, and we have 8 candidates this year. Evening gown competition, we announce the citizen of the year and the youth citizen of the year, and while the votes are being tallied, then we will have the auction of the strawberries and the strawberry desserts, which, as Judy has indicated, is just amazing. And I mean, when I made some strawberry pies that went for $100, and I'm thinking, wow. And then somebody comes up and says, "Well, next year, will you make some more?" And I'm thinking, oh, that's just is so exciting for the bakers as well as the bidders.
And the queen candidates love it too, because they get to carry the item being auctioned, you know, throughout the crowd. And so it's a nice thing for them too.
Then around 8 o'clock, we have the queen crowning, and that's always very exciting. And then later that evening, we have the dance at the Chassel VFW Post with music by Outlaw.
Okay, so that takes care of Friday, and we'll back up a little bit here before we jump into Saturday's event, just to be able to talk about some of these different things. Now, I've had the fortune of being kind of on both sides of Strawberry Festival. I've been a vendor there. Of course, I've covered it for the news, and I've had times where I've been able to go and just have a good time. So, you know, it's never disappointed. There's a lot of markets and things going on with the Copper Country. The Strawberry Festival market, the vendor market, is the best. It seems to be the biggest and has the most variety, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, you go through and you just have rows and rows and rows of vendors. And when you start running out of room on the parking lot, they start stretching out down towards the lake there. Mm-hmm. So it is, you know, it outdoes that, you know, anything around, and not that anything else is shabby, because we have great markets here, but the Copper Country Strawberry Festival one stands out.
And you know, the nice thing about it is it brings record crowds, and it has forever. I mean, I went to the very first Strawberry Festival, you know, 70 years ago. Hate to admit that, but I still remember that as a little girl. My whole family went, but that's the way it is. It's a big family event. You know, it's not where you have a beer tent or anything. It's just a very wholesome family event. And people from all over. I mean, we have people that come every single year from Illinois and Lower Michigan, the Marquette area, the Iron Mountain area. They all look forward to the Strawberry Festival because it's such a family event.
Right. It's one of those events, and we have a handful of them here in the Copper Country that do continue to draw people year after year. Michigan Tech's Winter Carnival is another one where they'll come from multiple states away and come here for this festival. And I've talked to people that have done that and been doing it for years. You have 8 candidates for your Strawberry Queen pageant. That's amazing. I know there's been times where we've been asking for people to, come and participate, but you have kind of a bumper crop of candidates too.
We do. Yes. Some years we've had 16.
Oh, okay.
And we do, the queen gets a scholarship. The crowned queen will get her scholarship. Now, our last year's queen just graduated from high school. So now she will get her scholarship now that she's going on to college.
And I love that you've kept it a pageant. You know, even Miss America's gone to a talent contest basically now. Yeah. But the Strawberry Queen is still, in its purest form, it's a pageant in judged on, grace and beauty and articulation and all the things that, qualify somebody to be the queen and the parade the following day.
Mm-hmm. And the queen candidates do not know the questions that they are going to get asked until they pick it out of the box. Out of the basket, I should say. And Barb and I were just talking about when Helen Richards won the queen crowning, the question that she picked was, what will you miss most about being a child? And she gave an answer that would bring tears to your eyes. She said, going to breakfast every Saturday morning with my father. They would go to Marie's Deli in downtown Houghton. It was a time when she could spend just one-on-one with her dad. And how could you not give her the crown? I mean, she had grace, she had beauty, she spoke so articulately and so from the heart. And so many people try to, well, what am I going to say? And they try to rehearse their answers, and it just was spontaneous.
Number of these items that you have here that you listed off, Barb, of course, most of the Strawberry Festival is taking place down at the festival grounds.
Yes, at the Chastel Park.
Chastel Park, thank you.
On the waterfront, yes.
But then a lot of these are around in Chastel, so it's getting the rest of the community involved. You have the Chastel VFW dance and other the quilt show that's at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church. So I kind of like that too, that if you can spend kind of the day in Chastel and go to a few different places. You're not just down at the park until you've seen everything and then, well, okay, I guess we'll leave. You can kind of leave and come back, leave, come back.
Right, that's just it. And we have such great community support from various groups in the community that come together and just provide all of this family fun.
On Saturday morning, the incoming senior class of Chastel will have a breakfast at the Chastel School along with a car wash. So that's another nice thing. It's away from downtown, so it's out at the school where the parade starts, back in that area. And they did that last year. And it was wonderful to have both the breakfast and you could leave your car there and you could walk down to the parade and come back and it was all washed and clean for you.
Great. Copper Country Strawberry Festival taking place on July 6th and 7th. I love that it always starts on a Friday. Start serving the strawberry shortcake at 9 o'clock in the morning so I can get out of here and head over there, maybe get some strawberry shortcake for some brunch. And then come back after, enjoying the Friday and be back on Saturday. And, you have the breakfast and then the parade. I'll let Barbara kind of run down the list, though, but I've been in the parade as well. And we'll be in the parade again this year. That's a fun parade. The Bridge Fest parade this year that we were in was pretty neat because it was finally on both sides, and a lot of kids go out there, and it's great giving out the candy. But there are so many children at the Copper Country Strawberry Festival. There really is. They just pack the streets of Chastel.
Oh. 4 or 5 deep, actually.
Yeah. All right, Barbara, if you could tell us what goes on Saturday.
Okay, after the pancake breakfast and the car wash at the schools, then at 8 o'clock, we have the Lions 5K, 2K Fun Run, and that takes place on the trails behind the Chastel Heritage Center, the old school. And this benefits Sky and Simple Kindness for Youth. And then at 9 o'clock, we start serving shortcake again. All of the booths are open, the food booths, the vendor booths. All of that takes place all day Saturday. And then at 11 o'clock, we do have the Strawberry Festival Parade. Yep. And that is a fun parade. We'll have a lot of people from the town participating in the parade this year. And, of course, there will be the goodies for the kids and all of that. And the Queen candidates, the Queen, all of the people will be in the parade. After the parade, there's a barbecue chicken lunch by the Chassel firefighters and the first responders. The quilt show continues at Holy Trinity. Chassel Heritage Center continues to be open. And then from noon until 3, we have live music by Bill Couto and his band in the Open Pavilion. And that's just a nice time to have a still another shortcake. When my son-in-law was here last year, he had 5 during the course of the festival. So, you know, you never get tired of shortcakes. And then after the live music, then the Kivayet dancers will perform. After that, well, I should say at 1 o'clock, we have children's games in the park, and we're returning to an old tradition. When the festival started, we had a penny scramble. And I remember participating in that since I grew up in Chassel. And this year we will have another penny scramble, only there will be bigger prizes than pennies. But we will have that for the children from 1 until 5. There is a free 30-minute scientific excursions on Michigan Tech's research festival, the Agassiz, departing from the Chassel boat launch. Talking about how the Great Lakes are studied by scientists. And children 7 and up are able to go on this. Departure times every half hour starting at 1.
And just to remember, anybody listening to this broadcast, is when you get to the Strawberry Festival, you go right down to the boat launch and you sign up, because they only take a certain amount of people and there are sign-up sheets. The most wonderful thing about having the Agassiz there is if they have all the slots filled and they still have more people, they will actually do another one so that everybody is accommodated. But people can actually go online and register early if they would like.
And I recommend people doing that. It does fill up.
It really
I've been
does.
On that before, but I've also seen people having to wait, you know, until maybe not even the next one, but the one after that, in order to get on the boat, because it is so popular, especially if the weather's nice. Of course, they want to head out.
And at 2 o'clock, we have a wonderful event that goes on every single Strawberry Festival at our Chassel Heritage Center. It's 2 o'clock. Our Friends of Fashion will be putting on a very historic performance along with period dress called Remembering World War I. We have a president of Friends of Fashion who is a former school teacher who does all the research. She loves all the old fashions. She not only herself has a huge collection, but housed at our Chassel Heritage Center, we have a former grade school room full of all period dress. It's all cataloged. It's all packed privately, you know, with the tissue that you have to pack it in. So it just retains and doesn't create any damage. But anyway, so they will be putting on a Friends of Fashion show. There were 106 men from Chassel that enlisted in World War I. 102 came back. 4, unfortunately, were killed. But our curator at the museum has gone online and also researched all the cemeteries where she has found where every one of those 102 people are buried.
Wow.
We have all the names of the individuals. And so we will go through all that history about remembering World War I, getting ready for these men to go into war, along with a celebration when they came home. But then it'll go on and talk about there's 8 different homes in Chassel where these longtime citizens of Chassel lived. So we have researched all that history, where their homes were, who lived in the homes, all about the family. So we will not only have a narrator for the program, they'll be dressed in the vintage dress of that period of time, along with photographs of all this, photographs of this homecoming, photographs of the parade, photographs of the memorial that we've done for these soldiers, and along with all these homes and the people that lived in them. So it's going to be just a fabulous 2-hour program. you know, if you need to buy a ticket, you can buy one right at the Chassel Heritage Center the day of the show. But the Chassel General Store will be selling them. Or you can call Sandy Engel to reserve a ticket if you want. Her phone number is 523-4291. Or you can call me at 523-4091 to put a ticket aside for you.
I'll have to check that registry. My great-great-grandfather served in World War I. He received a Silver Star. It's on his employment record for Calumet and Hecla. But I don't know why. You know, his history is lost to the family. And so I'd love to see if his name pops up on that list.
The curator of our museum, she is a research nut. And her heritage is going back to Chassel, back to her great-grandmother. So she has a particular interest in it, but she also has a love of it.
All right, so we ran down those events on Saturday with Barbara there. Just want to back up a little bit more because you mentioned about the food, and we talked about the strawberry shortcake, but listed also here as the food are you can get brats, hamburgers, hot dogs, fresh-cut French fries, sloppy joes, nachos, and pizza, and you know, that's only if you're still hungry after eating the barbecue chicken cooked up by the Chassel firefighters and first responders. So you do all this for to help raise money for the Chassel Lions Club to help with our community. I want to make sure we give that organization their due right now because of all the good work that they do.
All of the money raised by our Chassel Lions, and Barbara and I are both Chassel Lions Club members, goes right back into the community. We donate, approximately $6,500 a year just to organizations locally, like the Omega House and the Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. We support the VFW Children's Fishing Tournament. And we also do a community project in Chassel every single year. A couple of years ago, we had the pavilion redone. We spray washed it and primed it and painted it and needed to be done. This past year, a group of us volunteered to repaint one of the smaller pavilions at the park along with the picnic tables. And we have a number of picnic tables that still need to be redone. Some of the boards need to be replaced, and they need to be refinished, and that's another project that we will do. But every year, we set aside a couple of $1,000s to do a community project.
There's a lot of work that you have to do to get ready for the festival. On Thursday, do you still having that where people are invited to come out and help peel the strawberries?
At 4:30 in the afternoon, the community members, along with a lot of members in the area, come and help clean strawberries. And all of our queen candidates are there. They're busy cleaning strawberries along with us. We clean, what did you say, Barbara, 4,000 quarts of strawberries?
I believe it was, and we're aiming to serve 5,000 shortcakes this year. So we are going to have a lot of help to clean that many berries.
And those shortcakes, they're baked over at Michigan Tech and then brought over. Nothing's just bought from the store. Everything's fresh baked.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Who else makes this possible that we want to make sure that we mention before the end of the segment? Besides the Chassel Lions Club.
Well, the Chassel Lions Club, the Chassel VFW. The Chassel VFW is very, very supportive of the Chassel Lions. We have the Chassel School Help. The boys basketball team comes and sets up on Thursday night. And they also do all the cleanup around the grounds during the festival. And then on Saturday afternoon, they come and help take it all down and put everything back into our storage unit. So we have a wonderful group that come and help us. The Chassel girls basketball team will be working at the Chassel Booster Club booth, serving food and cleaning up. So we have a lot of volunteers from the school as well, along with Michigan Tech, because we have the Michigan Tech girls basketball team. They will be helping with the children's parade. They will be judges for the children's parade. They are going to come back on Saturday and help with the children's games, and they will be there for berry cleaning.
All right, going to keep them busy.
The Lions Club has about 60 members, and every one of them participates, young and old. Everybody puts in a lot of time on this because there are innumerable details that have to be done to produce something of such quality and such fun.
If somebody still wants to be a volunteer and work with Chassel Lions Club, are you still accepting members?
Absolutely. In fact, if you'd like to join us, come and join us for strawberry cleaning. We'll sit down and talk with you about what a group, wonderful group this Chassel Lions Club is. As Barb and I both remember, when we were little girls growing up in Chassel, many of the Chassel Lions Club members were still members when we retired and came back to Chassel. And I mean, it's like surprising you. They really set an example. And why wouldn't you want to be a Lion when you see what they have done for our town? It's something that you want to contribute to, too.
Copper Country Strawberry Festival taking place Friday and Saturday, July 6th and 7th. You can find the schedule that we just talked about on coppercountrystrawberryfestival.com. Barbara and Judy, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. It was good to be here.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.